Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. This podcast is sponsored by Montana's great state parks. Visit fwp.mt.gov.
Searching for adventure that supports local community, boosts the economy, and gets you outside? Get away to one of Montana's 55 state parks. For events, park guidelines, and more, visit fwp.mt.gov/stateparks. See you out there.
All right, we talk about quantum theory. No, we don't. Other people talk about quantum theory. I have no idea really what the concept is behind what quantum theory is. I mean, a little bit, and we'll try to talk about it today. We talk about photonics. We've certainly talked a little bit about that because the industry is supercharged. Well, I don't know if I can call it supercharged. We'll see what Jason Yeager says about it. He's the executive director of the Montana Photonics and Quantum Alliance. I know, that's like real heady stuff, right? And so we're going to get into that today here in just a little bit. Here's a pretty cool quote from, well, Niels Bohr, who's, you know, a quantum guy. If you aren't confused by quantum mechanics, you really haven't understood it. That today on Voices of Montana. Jason Yeager's going to join us a bit later on. He's the director of the Montana Photonics and Quantum Alliance. Now, his name has come up a couple of times because Montana has been awarded a designation anyway from the USDA, and there's money that goes along with that. A lot of momentum that will probably come from that, too, the Headwaters Tech Hub. It's not all about photonics, but a lot of that focus is, and what can we do with photonics? What is it, and what can we do? We'll learn more about that. In some of the snapshots that we've had here on this program in talking about the tech hub and things like that, it just sounds fascinating, the things that we're about ready to, you know, just dive into, to discover, not necessarily here on the radio, but I mean in this world, what AI can do for us and what photonics can do. That one thing that stands in my mind, Adam Gilbertson from RDO, big dealer equipment, and Adam's great guy, been involved in promoting education, training, and in Montana businesses for a long time with RDO. But I remember him saying, you know, talking about one application of photonics is where, you know, when you spray a field for weeds, you generally, in the past, you have had to spray the entire field. But with photonics and the ability to identify and get right down into maybe that, I don't know if it's the quantum level, that's sort of a different but somewhat related industry. You don't have to spray the whole field. With photonics, you can actually get in there and look at and spray and find individual weeds in your pack, in your field, if there are any, right? And I know that happens. But that I can see being a great time saver, a great, you know, resource saver as well. I'm very curious as to what photonics will do and what it opens up here. This photonics industry as well, it's mpqa.org. So you're not really going to remember that, mpqa.org, but it's Montana Photonics and Quantum Alliance, and they've got a lot of good information on there. Here's a document that they put together a couple of years ago, and it starts out, the race has already begun, and this is what I think is spurring a lot of this new discovery, is the fact that we have other countries around the world who are also very much, China in particular, they've already announced that they plan to win this strategic initiative for global quantum dominance. I didn't know that was going on, but I guess you could assume that China wants to dominate everything in this world. And, you know, I get it. Homogeneity. 2049 is when they say that they will have, well, they're shooting for global quantum dominance. And the thing, and this is what this document kind of represents here too, as with any race, the situation is changing rapidly. And so I looked at this, a real-time snapshot, which I found interesting as well. We'll talk more about it here. Quantum sectors, most well-known being quantum computing, But there's quantum sensing. They've got quantum materials. Another thing to look at as well, quantum communications. And what are these things and what are the applications? The United States has prioritized this as a technology. They say a critical technology. And they participate in this. I guess there's a race going on here, too. They've developed the National Quantum Initiative in 2018, passed late that year, and it provides leadership in the United States, quantum information sciences, QIS technology. So they've been pouring some money into it. Where will this go? We're going to find out more. Jason Yeager is going to join us here in just a little bit, and we'll talk about all of these opportunities and all of these possibilities. Well, it's a good thing that there are people who do know a little bit, maybe a little bit at least, about quantum physics and photonics as well. Welcome back from Montana, for Montana, Voices of Montana. It's a pleasure to welcome back Jason Yeager, Executive Director of the Montana Photonics. Now, this time around, it's AND Quantum Alliance. Jason, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well this morning. Thanks for having us on, Tom.
Yeah, thank you for being here. The US is Garrett Smith. He's the founder and CEO of Reveal Technologies. And Garrett, I was looking up your website the other day. I'm fascinated to learn more about the connection on what quantum physics and photonics can do for security, not just military security, but you're talking a lot of professional and personal security systems.
Yeah. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us on. A quick bit of background. Yeah. Reveal Technology is a company that builds software tools for the United States Department of Defense, primarily, and a number of other military customer sets and security users, to include first responders. And we're headquartered here in Bozeman, not far from where Jason sits at the head of the Montana Photonics and Quantum Alliance. Quick background on who we are and what we do. Our tools live downstream of photonics technologies. So photonics technologies are the things that are collecting data, observing the world, in other words, photons. We build tools that ingest those data. So think of it as video or images collected by photonic sensors. And we generate three-dimensional maps and develop a bunch of analytic tools that allow security users to better understand their environment and make better decisions, when risks are high.
Wow. How do you build software, write software that can examine photonic kind of activity? I mean, that probably takes quite a few lines of code, doesn't it, Garrett?
Yeah, to be clear, Tom, I'm not the engineer. I'm not the engineering team behind our technology. I'm, at this point, I'm kind of like a visionary or a kind of an administrator or a leader of a company of technologists. And so,
yeah, all those engineers right now are going, yeah, that's right. Thank you, Garrett. That's right. Yeah.
Hey, credit where credit's due. Yeah. Absolutely. And, I'm a big believer in the idea that technology is going to help us better negotiate a risky world. We're all living in a world fraught with all kinds of, troubles and dangers, yeah, risks, and even some opportunities. And so, we've put a lot of energy, money, and time into developing this technology that ingests photonic outputs and then creates, 3D maps and interactive interfaces that allow for humans to understand their environment.
Really appreciate you coming on and giving us those applications for it too. Jason Yeager, Executive Director with Montana Photonics and Quantum Alliance. Let's go ahead and back up. What is photonics that got Garrett Smith of Reveal Technologies to this point?
Well, it also aligns really well with the Tech Hub, and we'll talk about this hopefully a little bit. Understand you had Adam from RDO and Todd O'Hare from the Chamber on here a few weeks ago. But photonics technology is an enabling technology, which is why most people aren't familiar with the term, but we use it every day. We use it on our cell phones, use it with cameras. But the technology being developed here in Montana is instrumental in applications from defense to medical to industrial manufacturing. And we're beginning to see these move into real-world applications, just like Garrett is referring to. So Garrett's technology is referred to often as photogrammetry, where you're taking images from smart photonic sensors. And Garrett, correct me if I'm wrong, but most of these are deployed on autonomous systems, drones, is that correct?
We can ingest data from all kinds of different sensors, but primary among the ones that we work with and in the defense context is for sure on aerial, you know, robotics drones.
Exactly. So we're beginning to see this technology mature from something that was truly research and development a few years ago to truly end-use applications. In fact, another one of our MPQA members, Fleur Teledyne, their corporate just announced they received a $250 million contract for drones with smart photonic sensors on them. So this is kind of the focus that we've had here in the community for many decades, but it's coming to maturity. And we're beginning to see these companies grow, much larger sizes, higher number of jobs. And with the Tech Hub, we're hoping to land another 10,000 jobs in Montana focused on photonics.
Wow. Garrett, do you have what's your growth plan? I mean, I'm curious as to how long it has taken you to go from idea to design to application to commercial success of this. How did this all come about? I mean, I think your story tells us what happens in Montana when we look at photonics and try to support it from different levels.
Yeah, it's a great question. So, deeper background, I'm a Marine Corps Force Reconnaissance Officer.
By
deep background and left national service, active duty national service, about 10 or 12 years ago, and found myself in graduate school in Silicon Valley learning about the state of the art for technology, software development, drone technology, all sorts of different things, and realized that there were a number of technologies that were coming to the fore in the consumer and commercial spaces that could be applied in the defense context. And so a number of fellow travelers in the startup ecosystem and I decided that we wanted to hitch our wagon to a mission that really mattered and build a company around that. So we took a number of the lessons that we'd learned as forward deployed combat operators alongside our technologists, co-founders, and decided to build the tool that I'm describing now. So it's a software tool that ingests video and images and represents the world in 3D and then applies a bunch of analytic tools to help operators make better decisions. And Tommy asked about growth plan. We were a quintessential young startup. There were three or four of us in, the back room of a godfather's house, and went from those kind of humble beginnings in 2019 to raising many millions of dollars of venture capital, and then relocating the company headquarters here to Bozeman, where we are growing the company pretty significantly. We have a total of about 35 or 40 full-time employees across the country with a growing footprint here in Montana. But yeah, it's an exciting journey, and happy to talk more in depth if anything in there piqued your interest.
Yeah, yeah, I'd like to see how in depth you can use photonics to, as you say, ingest these videos and what kind of data can come out. I can kind of guess it can be endless to a certain degree. So that's Garrett Smith, the founder and CEO of Reveal Technologies. It's revealtech.ai. And also Jason Yeager is with us, executive director of the Montana Photonics and Quantum Alliance. Jason, why don't you just talk about what Reveal Technologies brings to the quantum world, to the photonic world, and companies like Garrett's?
So Garrett's company is perfectly positioned because our community over the last 40 years, and photonics has been part of the Montana ecosystem since the late 80s. But Garrett's company takes that technology and moves it into end-use applications, real-world applications. So it's that maturation that you see of the research and development primarily done by Montana State University. That technology has moved into the commercial space, which is then being developed in what we call smart photonic sensors. These are cameras. They're like hyperspectral cameras, like one of our members, Rand Swanson, a former MSU professor who has a company on North Rouse here in Bozeman, Montana, whose hyperspectral cameras are being put on drones. Companies like Aurora, which is building a brand new facility here in Bozeman, Montana. They've raised $2.5 billion so far, and their core technology is LiDAR, another type of remote photonic sensor, and they have a fleet of self-driving semi-trucks. They're going to hopefully do a grand opening of their new facility in a few weeks.
What?
And yet the story goes on and on. There's another company, Bridger Photonics. I don't know if you've heard about Bridger Photonics, Tom, but they were the exporter of the year for 2024 from Montana.
Mm-hmm.
They're using smart photonic sensors. And in this case, they're detecting gas leaks, methane. And in 2023, their CEO, Pete Roos, former lab partner of mine in graduate school at MSU just a few years ago, detected $1.7 billion worth of methane being leaked in the U.S. alone.
Wow.
So end-use applications. And companies like Garrett are so critical because nobody wants to buy these smart photonic sensors just to have one. They're buying them to solve a problem. And the sensor itself isn't the solution. The sensor brings data. And we live in a society that has so much data. You hear the term big data, over and over. How do you take that data and process it into something meaningful, and meaningful in a timely fashion? Maybe, Garrett, you can talk a little bit about how you're doing that in GPS-restricted forward operations.
Yeah, that's a good prompt, Jason. So I think you're exactly right that companies like ours make photonics technologies usable for the consumer and the commercial operator, those who have real-world problems that need to understand their environment to make good decisions. So, Tom, you mentioned maybe it's a bit difficult for me to describe what our technology does. It's actually not. So imagine if you need to navigate from Main Street out to the airport and in Bozeman, and you don't have access to Google Maps, you don't have access even to a paper map, but you do have our technology, and you've got a drone flying around above you. This technology allows you to very rapidly generate a map of your environment in 2D and 3D, and then allows you to navigate that effectively, even with recommendations from our technology. So, as well as a number of other recommendations and kind of user-driven prompts. Jason mentioned some forward operations, and what he's referencing is a number of customers who are actively using our technologies in combat zones out in the real world, very specifically Ukraine, Israel, and in other kind of flashpoints around the world. So these are militaries, ours, and others who are actively using that technology to safeguard their communities and their populations, to fight insurgencies, to prosecute, you know, combat operations on the Russian-Ukraine front, as an example. And all of this is solving big problems for them. Jason mentioned the idea of GPS-denied environments. These are environments where signals interference is such that GPS signal is not reliable or it's not present at all. In other words, your smartphone might not work in helping you determine where you are in the world. Technologies like the combination of ours and photonics technologies like those that Jason and MPQA advocate for can help solve that problem of not knowing where you are by intelligently extracting positional information from drone platforms, from the smart photonic sensors, and from the variety of technologies that live around it, and are able to improve and accelerate the intelligent positioning and downstream decision-making for tactical operators in environments like that. And the Ukraine-Russia front is one of those in which both sides are deploying significant jamming technologies that mm-hmm. degrade GPS and other communication signals so that you have that big problem, and we're helping to solve that.
I got a minute and a half here. I'm looking at your website again, revealtech.ai. Garrett Smith, the founder and CEO of the company. Is that Farsight, is that a software program? I'm looking again on the website as we look at, I only got like an hour, about a minute, but what happened a couple of weeks ago in Pennsylvania, I'm looking at this, and that can be useful in that circumstance, right? The assassination attempt on President Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. In the immediate aftermath of that incident, we had some of our technicians go out to the Butler Farm site and actually collect data to demonstrate how useful our technology could be in preparing a site for a public event like a rally or a political demonstration or, you know, a sports arena. Think of all the different things that go on with large groups of people gathering. It showed basically that if you use our technology, in under 10 minutes, you could have understood that there was a blind spot where an active shooter would be able to target anybody on that podium. So, yeah, huge, huge opportunity space for our technology.
Jason Yeager is with us with the Montana Photonics and Quantum Alliance, executive director there, and also co-founder and CEO of Reveal Technologies, actively working in the commercial spaces with quantum or photonics. And also, I don't know, Garrett Smith is with us. Garrett, are you guys doing quantum, any quantum work right now?
We don't do quantum per se, but we are eagerly anticipating the day when quantum technologies are present in our devices and, you know, in our daily lives, because what that represents is an increase, kind of a generational increase in our ability to process data, which allows us to do just an incredible amount of things, deployment of AI, you know, faster data processing, all of those things. And that might seem kind of esoteric or abstract, but it really is going to change the way that everything happens, business and life. And so Jason's probably better positioned to comment on, you know, the next stage of quantum.
Good. It's a good setup for you. When is that day, Jason?
It's sooner than you would think. Mm. And here's why. You mentioned earlier a report that was just released by MSU, really intended to be educational for our high school teachers, for our workforce development, on what is quantum awareness. And as we look at this, governments around the world are putting billions of dollars into research and development. And in fact, our government stepped out in 2018 and created the National Quantum Initiative, a $2.6 billion effort to establish leadership in the quantum space. That was a five-year act, which has now expired. We are looking for leadership of how do we maintain, how do we move into this space with other countries competitively, and I'm not collaborative, but competitively moving in to quantum. And the answer is we need leadership at the federal, at the state, at the industrial level coming together. And this is why I'm so excited to be part of the community here in Montana. Our state government with Greg Gianforte has been so supportive of high-tech manufacturing, of creating good jobs here in the community, but also in helping us position our state to be part of the solution. Just a couple examples. Senator Steve Daines, earlier this month, working with a senator from Illinois, co-authored the extension of the National Quantum Initiative, and this is the Quantum Leadership Act by the Department of Energy. This was brought to the Senate floor. It is a $2.5 billion act, and Montana Senator Steve Daines is helping to lead that charge.
And we have no other choice, right? I mean, when you look, the race has already begun. You look at China; they're trying to secure the supply chain. They're trying to be on both sides of the supply chain, so to speak, in the discovery and the recollection or the collecting of materials and the processing of it. Now, how much of a concern is it hyperbole to say the race has already begun, or how critical is it, Jason?
Well, let's look at two examples. Let's talk about rare earths. Rare earth elements are products that we need for military, for photonics, for industrial use. Now, we used to mine rare earths. Rare earth is somewhat of a misnomer because they're not particularly rare, but they're difficult to mine in an environmentally safe way. And in fact, the Sheep Creek deposit south of Darby may be one of the highest concentrations of rare earth anywhere on the globe with a very low thorium content. But we're not actively mining that because we don't have that capability anymore. We gave all of that in the 70s and 80s to China. and they now dominate in that space. So much so that more than 15 years ago, there was a political conflict between China and Japan, and China turned off the supply of rare earth to Japan. We saw this technology, this supply chain, weaponized. Well, that was just one application. They did the same thing, or threatened to Australia just a few years ago. We would be naive if we didn't think this was a area that we are exposed right now mm-hmm. as a country. They did the same thing with drones. In fact, so much so that the Biden-Harris administration signed an act in December of last year, the American Securities Drone Act, which bans the use of Chinese-made drones outside of certain circumstances for all government employees. And by government employees, we don't just mean the defense. We also mean Department of Transportation, USDA, Forest Service. And why did they do that? Because they had multiple instances where these drones made by China were sending data from the drone back to China autonomously.
Garrett, you got any drones in China?
We don't have any drones in China. We're very aware of what's going on over there, though, and yeah. I agree completely with Jason's commentary on this. I'll just say that while the Defense Department is only one of many agencies that's affected by some of the executive action and policymaking in Washington, so despite the fact that the DOD is just one of many, the DOD is incredibly large and incredibly influential when it comes to employment of these technologies throughout the federal government and state governments. They're often a bellwether for how everything else will mature and evolve in the policy space. I'll just say that, the Montana congressional delegation, beyond Steve Daines, but also including Rep. Ryan Zinke, who's on the House Appropriations Committee, and Senator John Tester, who's the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee for Defense, have been doing a huge amount of work at directing resources as appropriators. In other words, the members of Congress who determine where all the federal money goes and how it's spent. They've been investing resources for many years, and it will continue into the technology areas of the future that will allow us to effectively compete with the likes of China and revisionist Russia and the security threats, as well as the economic and technology threats around the world. So I feel extremely fortunate to be a part of this grouping and to come from a state where the policymakers are cool-headed about approaching and confronting the challenges of the 21st century world.
Garrett Smith, again, founder and CEO of Reveal Technologies. Jason Yeager is with the Montana Photonics and Quantum Alliance. Garrett, I'm going to ask you, how big can Reveal Technologies be? How much of a concern is the supply chain as it exists right now to possibly affect your business growth potential?
Yeah, it's a great question. So young companies like ours come up in an extremely ambitious, even aggressively ambitious frame of mind. We start companies like Reveal because we have a perspective on why our security apparatus is in need of overhaul and disruption, positive disruption. So our explicit company goal is to either wholesale create or capture from the existing incumbents defense technology prime vendor position in the market. In other words, the common names out there are Boeing, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, some of these huge companies that serve our aerospace and defense sector and provide huge amounts of technology to the federal government and to others, are not innovating fast enough to confront the challenges of the 21st century, and we intend to do that. So how big can we get? We're currently 35. We'll probably double in size over the next year. Wow. And, I don't have a number of full-time employees as a target or as a goal for the company, but we intend to be large enough to effectively compete with those giant incumbents. So that kind of implies many hundreds to thousands of employees. And an analog you can look at is an up-and-coming defense technology vendor called Anduril Industries in California. They are truly innovating and changing the nature of how technology businesses, how, quote, Silicon Valley, and how areas like Montana that are investing in the critical technologies of the future can compete effectively and deliver and generate a huge amount of value for defense and security applications. We are one of those.
Thank you, Garrett. Jason, did you want to follow up on that?
Sure. Garrett is espousing one of the differentiators we have here in our great state of Montana, that though, as often said, there's one degree of separation between people in Montana, one thing that does set us apart is how well, as a community, we work together. Mm. We talked about Representative Zinke. We talked about Senator Steve Daines. I was just in D.C. a few weeks ago. Senator Tester congratulated us on the job well done for the $41 million Headwaters Tech Hub.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget Tom. After I got a chance to say my appreciation for his leadership role in that, he slaps me up the shoulder, and the senator's not a small man, said, now, Jason, it's time to get to work. And that attitude is not only setting us apart, but it's attracting businesses right and left. The Department of Commerce, led by Director Paul Green, mm-hmm. has a program called the Red Carpet Delegation, inviting companies to come into this space. One thing that is very unique about Montana, they offer no kickbacks.
Yeah.
They bring people in who want to be here because of the quality of life, the access to the amazing workforce, both hardworking, loyal, and the opportunity to move their companies forward. Well, and that program couldn't be more red hot right now.
And Paul Green will be on our program on Friday, by the way, Director of Commerce. So, And you don't have to necessarily give away the farm, because Montana has a lot to offer, right? I'm switching gears here. We're going to have you guys come back, because I think we have to have a segment saved here for some final thoughts. But I'm going to ask you this question, because I've been asking everybody. The Department of Commerce is doing a How You Montana campaign, you guys. Whether it's, you know, you're floating under Montana skies, small towns you like to kind of roam around in. So, Garrett Smith, How Do You Montana? What do you like to do out in our outdoors?
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason I live in this state, at a foundational personal level. I just love access to the outdoors. I love the conservation mindset. I love access to the mountains. I'm a mountain person. I am an ultra-distance trail runner. I am a speed flyer, which, for those in the audience who have no idea what that is, fair enough. It's low-altitude, high-angle paragliding.
Uh-huh.
In other words, it looks a little bit like skiing, except over, non-snowy ground and just ripping down the side of a mountain with a very small paragliding wing. I also am out on the rivers enough. I've been, flexing my fly fishing muscles, and, man, I just can't get enough of it. I love it.
It looks a little bit like skiing, except for totally crazy people. Okay, got that.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Jason, How Do You Montana?
You know, I'm an avid mountain biker. In fact, just this weekend, I took one of our members. We went up to Crosscut above Bridger, up in the Bridger Mountains, mountain biking through just pristine country.
Nice. I
love
that.
What an opportunity to just get out, connect, and be part of nature.
Nice.
And Montana has it all.
They do. And if you want to plan your summer road trip, whether it's mountain biking or whatever that crazy thing is that Garrett Smith does, plan your summer road
speed
trip
fly.
Right now. Yeah, yeah. Speed flying. You can do it right in your own backyard. Visit MT.com for those suggestions and more.
Searching for adventure that supports local community, boosts the economy, and gets you outside? Get away to one of Montana's 55 state parks. For events, park guidelines, and more, visit fwp.mt.gov/stateparks. See you out there.
Continuing here, final thoughts as we wrap it up here about photonics and the quantum industry just busting out in Montana. Jason Yeager is with us from the Photonics and Quantum Alliance, and also Garrett Smith, founder and CEO of Reveal Technologies. Garrett, I got a couple of minutes, minute and a half for you. Closing thoughts for you. What have we missed that you'd really like to get out there?
Yeah, so Tom, thanks for having us on again, and Jason for inviting us, and we're just grateful to be part of this community and ecosystem. So I think, we like to tie ourselves as a company, and I think it's important for Montana to tie itself as a state and as a state internal community to missions that matter. And for us, and I think for Montana, the mission that matters in the 21st century is reasserting our ability to stabilize and make secure a world that really wants to pull us in the other direction. And we talked a little bit about, you know, the threat from revisionist powers like the People's Republic of China and the Russian Federation and others. I would just like to say that we should expect, and I think we as a community should support, increased national security spending, not because we're warmongers or because we like to go out and assert our dominance and will on people, but because, you know, and I think, you know, most people would agree that peace through strength and a situation where freedom and liberty and Western values win and the alternatives lose is a world that I want to live in. And so I want to just say maybe in closing that the community that Jason is a part of with the Montana Photonics and Quantum Alliance, the industry partners we have in this state and across the country, and the congressional delegation, primary among them, Senator John Tester, who is a very senior defense appropriator, perhaps the most powerful and single most influential defense appropriator in the entire world, you know, controlling and managing the budget process for a defense and national security apparatus that's approaching $1 trillion of annual spend, which is a massive, massive budget, really deserve our thanks and our support as we confront the challenges of this next generation.
Garrett?
So thanks, Jason. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, Jason, we're out of time, but we'll have you on back. Thank you guys both.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast, and join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.